All right, just an announcement before I get this episode started. I didn't make one last week. This is the week of the 18th of April, 2024. I didn't make one last week. Life got ahead of me. I couldn't catch up a little bit. So I just said, you know what? I know what I'm going to do next week. And that's where this episode comes in, because we're getting close. We're already at the halfway point of April. So let's do this. Now, my last monthly check-in was 4 days ago in March, March 14th. So I figured, why not? Let's keep it as consistent as we can. So this episode, this episode will be our monthly April check-in. And for those of you that are new here to Life's Corner Podcast, my name is Dave. Hope you were enjoying the previous episodes. If not, please do go back to the first episode. Catch right back on up. You're not missing much. Well, it's not like this is a big continuous story, you know, but I mean, you just listen to whatever podcast episode you want to. Freedom of choice. You know, it's not like if you don't want listen to 1, 2, 3, but you want to listen to 4, 5, 6, you're still good. There are episodes where I do mention things in the past episode, but, you know, whatever. But here we are, monthly check-in for April, folks. And those of you who know from last time, they know what this is all about. For those of you that are brand new, a monthly check-in is basically just stopping what you're doing at some point today after you listen to this podcast and checking in with yourself. Because in the rat race of life, in all the cluster fudge of life, we get too busy to pay attention to the most important thing that we all have. And that's ourselves. And I'm someone who's big on mental health awareness. I'm someone who, you know, I try myself every day to have as much positive mental health as I can. And when I created this podcast, I wanted to, and I'm not and for those of you who are still new here, I'm not no licensed professional. I'm not a therapist. I'm just an average dude who's went through a lot of things in my life, and I felt when I made this podcast that my experiences and how I went through them can be useful to others. I'd like to say I'm more of a motivational speaker because I was always told growing up that, you know, life is only as hard as you make it. And I try to make mine is not hard, and I try to make my life as simple as possible, which makes it easier to navigate, easier to manage. I used to have a clutter all over the place, but not anymore. It's very simple. It's very A to Z type, you know. But yeah, this is our monthly April check-in. So what you would do is basically just stop. If you want to look in the mirror or just close your eyes or whatever, take a big breath and check in with yourself. Ask yourself, hey, you, how are you doing? You know, have no distractions, no noises, unless you have those calming, like the Calm app with the cool music. I like that app. If there's something like that in the background. So it's not like meditation. It's more like just taking full mental inventory of the last, say, 30 days. That's my default setting. The last month of your life, and be like, okay, what were my highs? How did I celebrate them? What were my lows? How did I get through them? Or is there something I missed, something I didn't get through that's still lingering? You know, you just need to make sure you're okay right now. Because it's just as important for me that you're okay that it is for you. You can have family to help you if you have a support system. Talking about it with other people is just as helpful as it is taking inventory on your own. Some people don't want to do it on their own. So they're like, okay, well, they'll have their sister or their brother or their best friend or their mom or their dad come over and be like, hey, let's take some inventory. Let's see how my last 3 days was. And then it's just like the process of you just offloading it. Because, you know, everyone knows keeping stuff inside is not the greatest. I'm holding my hand up right now. I am literally guilty of that. I used to hold stuff inside all the time. Because it's funny, I was always, and still am always a person that, you know, anyone can talk to me, you can confide in me, I will never, you know, once you put something once you put a secret in my heart, it never gets released to the world. It never gets unlocked again. It's like, my soul is like a safety deposit room, box room, you know, all locked up, different numbers. I never open them though. I mostly just forget them in the end too. Like, there's so many things people have told me and I don't even remember anymore. So that's basically what I mean is I think I purposely do it too, to ensure that they're 100%. But if I stood in front of you and we talked, I would instantly remember it again. And all those people I don't talk to anymore. But we're not here about me. Well, actually, I'm going to do mine with y'all listening. Which won't be hard at all for me to do, because the last 30 days from March 18th to April 18th, not much happened. Besides us getting our campsite finally. That was a little stressful with not being able to go to our original one. And I was pretty flustered about it internally. I was trying my best to find what the most logical, reasonable way we can have our spot, our normal spot, and the kids can still enjoy their summer instead of push. Then I realized that the only way I could get that spot is in September and the kids are already going back to school. So I said, that's not going to work. So then I took a huge breath. I sat here, closed my eyes. It's okay. Let's focus. Cause I wasn't doing it just for me. No. When I live in this house, now that I'm living in this house, I have this amazing family. I do it for them first. And then I ask myself, my first question is, would they enjoy this place? And my second question is, would I enjoy this place? And my two children, thankfully, are not overly picky. They can take the best situation out of a bad situation. Like, they can flip it and make it the best situation possible and have a great time with it. But what we picked was better than what we had before, because our place is bigger. So, like, our new campsite is bigger, foot-wise, by length and width. So we're going to have more fun. After that, not much else. I'm just thinking to myself. You know, me and the wife had a couple arguments, which got settled civilly, like we tend to. It starts out, sometimes they'll start out like a really immature boxing match. And I'm not saying on her side, I mean my side too, because I'm guilty of it just as much as she could think that she's guilty of whatever. So, it's like we're just throwing mud at each other and seeing where it sticks. But, I have to work on being more apologetic for the things that I say. Because I am. I'm always sorry for the things I say. I don't say it out loud, but I say it in my heart. I end up praying. Because, you know, Christian. Praying. That one day I could be forgiven. Not just by the Lord, but by her. So. But anyway. So then what else after that? April. Yeah, we did the camping. Work's been up and down, frustrating as heck sometimes, because it's like one day it's busy, one day it's dead. One day it's busy, 2 days it's dead. So it's like, ugh. And then, like, we do things on the side, one of them being our retro game online game store, where we sell games online, and some people are just, I don't get it. That's another thing that sometimes frustrates me, because I buy these games and then we flip them and I want to sell them. And then some people come and are like, oh, I'm going to buy the whole thing. No, you're not. Then they ask for the price and we give them a fair price, because we do it market price using pricecharting.com, and I'm not sponsored by them. Then we do a fair price. We just calculate how much we listed them for. And then they just don't answer again. Like, The part that frustrates me about life the most is how people have changed over the years, over the decades, man. Like, that's the part that always makes me flustered about life is, and I remember specifically growing up in the 90s, there was points where everyone did everything correctly. Like, here's I've said this example before, but if you're new here, I'll say it again, is you're backing out of a parking spot. Okay. Now in the 90s, as we are taught by the driver handbook, is when you see someone backing out, you stop and you wait from a safe distance while they back out, even if you don't want the spot, because what are you going to do? Run by them while they're doing it? Now you're in 2024. What do? They don't care. They go flying right behind you. And do you realize, and if you're one of those people that do that, do you realize that you even ding that car and they stop and they report it? You are instantly in fault because they're the ones moving backwards to get out of a parking spot. They were there first. Their car was there first before you arrived to go ripping behind them. You are instantly at fault. You're the one who has to pay for the damage. And they don't care. They're too busy running around. It's like they have blinders on and tunnel vision, like horse blinders, you know, where all they can see is in front of them. Pardon me for all the coughing and stuff. Oh, there we go. But yeah, they don't see it. They don't want to see it. And then when they get in trouble, they blame you for it. And it's like, no, dude, I was the one backing out nice and slow. You're the one who ran into my car. But in the 90s, I will never, because we didn't have rear view cameras in like 1993. You had to turn and look out the back window and look around the back, all your blind spots, to make sure that you're not going to hit anybody. It was more of a maneuvering back then took way more position or way more precision, not than anything, because you have three mirrors to work with. You don't have a backup camera. You have to turn your head and look. I sometimes do that in my car or in her car. I'll turn and look instead of just using the camera. And it's like, you know, and back then I remember so many times I would go shopping in the city because we lived out of town with my mom. And every time we back up, and there's always a car sitting there waiting. Even if he didn't want her spot, he was just sitting there. He was smiling and waving and, you know, just like, oh, you know, I'll just sit here back here and wait for you guys to get out and move along. Like, people were gracious back then. People now, so much, no. They're all, you know, a-holes. That's the biggest swear you're going to get out of me besides fudge. People are, well, not just a-holes, sorry. They're more inconsiderate. Everyone's all about, everyone nowadays, this is the age of me, 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 you know? In the 90s, people would, if you fell on the ground, they'd help you up. If your car was broken on the side of the road, they'd stop to make sure you're okay. The people, you'd see more people giving money to homeless people. Like, 90s was a time, was a decade where people actually cared. They didn't have social media. They didn't have anything like that. They didn't have the distraction of the internet until later on. But I'm talking like the first, from 1990 to like 97, like, people were gracious. They were considerate. They cared. I know this is monthly check-in, and this is like turned into a monthly check-in rant, but it's just so much. Oh, that's, I guess this is since this is my check-in, this is what I have to deal with when I check in with myself, is I sit here and I rant. And then I don't say it out loud all the time. I just say it in my head, or I'll write it down. Sometimes I'll say it to myself when I'm by myself because I don't want to look like I'm crazy, but I need something to talk to, you know what I mean? I need something to be my outlet. Because everyone's usually gone. Work and school. So. But. This was my check-in. This is what I'm talking about. You should be doing. Because after I'm done this episode and I send it off to through all the places I put my podcast on, there's quite a few. I sit here and I'm like, hey, good, that was good. My brain feels great. My mental clarity is there. I feel better about myself because I got to offload some of what was frustrating me onto this podcast for you to listen to. Some people are like, well, that's a little private. It's like, well, I'm not talking about like anything too personal. It's more like just telling you all what in my world what's going on. I'm doing this check-in alongside you. I'm not just gonna be like, here, you do it. No. You'd never do that. Even in the workplace, man. Like I worked in the kitchens my whole life. And the worst thing I hated was when the executive chef or whoever's training you was like, hey, you do this. I'm just going to watch. No, man. Do you not know how to train somebody? And by the way, I'm not training you anything. When these check-ins, as I'm saying, me, I'm not trying to train anyone. I'm just hoping to help. But what I would do when I was a manager in the kitchen is I would be like, you know what? Let's do this together. So I bring out two cutting boards, make two little stations side by side, and we do it together. And that's the best way they can learn is by hands-on watching you do it and doing it alongside you so they can look and say, okay, he did it that way. He cut here, cut there, and peeled it off. Maybe that's how I should do it too. And I'm not saying my way was the best way. It's just that's how I was taught. So... but me doing the monthly check-ins alongside the rest of you... you darn right. Sit down on the floor in amongst all of you. I'm not just going to stand from the shadows and watch. I like to get in the mix. I like to be part of the activity. I like to be part of the participation. You know, I like to be part of the group. I'm not just the one trying to like preach to the choir type deal. I'm like someone who's wants to be part of it. So that's your guys' homework for today, is at least make some time after you hear this to sit down. And if you're hearing this in the future, because I'm sure if you're listening to this months from now, there's probably more check-ins, but you know, you can still do it now. It doesn't have to be, because you can follow on your own. It's because, well, it's November. It's like, okay, well then this is your November monthly check-in, or this is your December. Like, I just put the most check-ins for consistency because there might be at least one or two people that listen to all of these. And for those people that do follow along, I'm sorry for not having anything last week. I need to be... my worst enemy is time management, and I need to focus more on that. So I think what I should be doing is I'm going to grab my MacBook and I'm going to sit down and I'm going to just hammer out a schedule. Of my own, and I'm going to be like, hey, I need to follow this because I know it links to my phone, it links to my Google, so my Google Calendar links to my phone, so I'm gonna be like, okay, this week, this day, podcast, this week, this day, podcast, this day, do this, because I have other things I do consistently every week, which one of them is like I go for a walk around the park with my future brother-in-law, which is one of Crystal's brothers. So we do that every week, different day, but it's still like our next day of going for a walk is tomorrow. So, which is Friday in the morning, and it's cold out right now and I'm whining about it. I hope it's not too cold. All right. This is longer than it's supposed to be. All right, people, this is the episode. Thanks for listening. I will be back next week, I promise. I'm going to be like, you know what? We're doing it this day. So, please do your check-in if you haven't already alongside me. I hope you're doing good. Hope you're okay. Again, if you ever want to contact and have a chit-chat with me, anyone and everyone is welcome. Project 6. project6@gmail.com, which is project number 6 and then letter 6, like the word 6. project6six@gmail.com. Let me know you're from listening to the podcast. Let's have a conversation. Everyone's welcome. I would love to have pen pals. We can talk about life. You can tell me about some cool stuff you did last week. I could tell you about some not so cool stuff I did last week. I don't know. But yeah, let's, if you need a friend, it's basically is why I'm offering this. Not everybody has someone to talk to. You need that someone to talk to? Let it be me. Because like I've been saying since the first episode, I'm your best friend on the internet. And I'm trying to show you that I mean it. So have a great rest of your day, everyone. Have a great upcoming weekend, because it's the 18th of April, so it's Thursday. Have a good weekend. Be safe, have fun, and if you get a chance to relax, please do. Please do. And don't say, cleaning is relaxing. No, I mean, put your feet up, put a show on, ignore everything else, and just relax. You time, or what they call me time, is the most important. Self-care is important, and relaxing and just getting a load off is a huge part of self-care. But all right, enough talking for me. Have a great rest of your week and weekend, everybody. Peace.